Good morning, everyone. Okay. So this year, I will try to talk about the practice of Bodhisattva Kistigabra, right? Kistigabra, and also known Earth Door Bodhisattva. 那今年呢, 我开始试着要讲 地藏法门。 Before I start, I would like to, because we really need to do this, I myself need this to recite the verses for beginning the sutra, okay? So join palms. So that would be Chinese first, okay? 无上甚深微妙法, 百千万劫难遭遇, 我今见闻得受持, 愿解如来真实意。 The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion aeons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagatas. The reason I need to recite this to remind myself that that the Dharma I understand, especially about the practice of Bodhisattva Kistigabra, is still very shallow, and it's very profound that I think the only Buddha can understand. Okay, 那我这次一定要念开经记哈，原因就是因为要提醒自己。 在讲地藏法门的时候呢，自己的了解还是非常的粗浅。那地藏法门的深奥呢，大概只有佛可以知道。So, okay. This is Sifu's calligraphy, okay, but in Chinese, and I can't translate it. It's too complicated. I start to chant the sutra of the Bodhisattva Kistigabra since I was still a layperson. I think it's back to maybe 1999, something like that. But I can't remember why I start to recite this sutra actually, and very shameful. But over the years, I know I need to recite this sutra for some reason, but most of the reason is I want to transfer the merits to help someone, because this sutra is well known for helping, you know, people in sick or people in trouble, or people have problem with ghosts, you know, for your deceased ancestor and all that, and your karma or something. So over the years, even I become a monastic, I still have some obstacles. I have some family issues because my parents got very sick, and we are building the temple here. So all kinds of reasons come one after one. So I have to recite 100 times and 100 times and 100 times again and again. Until I think I can stop it after my mother passed away. When my mother passed away, I recite 100 times for her. And I think, okay, that's it. Let's move on to the sutra about Zen, you know, like higher level of sutra. Then I have a causes that happened to me that I need to recite again. Then I got a experience that opened a door for me to really know what this sutra is about. That's what I want to share with you. 那我想要讲地藏经，我自己持地藏经大概在1999年，就是我在翻译圆觉经的同时，那我只知道说我是早上诵地藏经，晚上翻译圆觉经，那中间就是工作，在学校工作。 那我真的想不起来我为什么要去诵地藏经，但是我只知道，即便是我出家了以后， 然后一直到 在东出请职的这几年，我就是有一个原因，我必须一直要去持诵地藏经，那就是每次发愿就是100遍，100遍完想说哎呀可以不用诵了嘛，好，又来一个什么原因又要诵。那地藏经大家都知道，它其实被广为流传的原因是因为它有没有往生的亲属啦，哈啊，如果你要见识啦，哈啊，如果你有什么业障啊病啊，哈，各式各样的原因的时候呢，我们就会想要去诵地藏经，然后是回向嘛，哈。那尤其是这几年也父母亲生病，所以很多的原因就是要让我一直去诵它，哈。那一直到我母亲往生的时候，我7七49天之内也帮她诵100部地藏经，我就以为我可以不要诵了吧，哈，我就可以换，我应该去换一点比较禅宗的经典嘛，哈，比较高的哈，那种哦非常高等的经典去，应该去持诵那个才对哈。那一直到要去讲地藏坛的因缘，我又再去读一遍的时候，忽然有一个体验，让我去从地藏经开了一扇门之后，忽然发现它的神通广大不是我所可以理解的。那我的初前体验也是我这次讲经要跟大家分享的。 So you know, 师父 has about I forgot 12 calligraphy. This is one of them. 师父 before he passed away, he wrote 12 calligraphy for CMC. You know, in the beginning I say, Chan Meditation Center is so small, where can I hang this calligraphy? So we just put it at Dhammajong Retreat Center, put it in the attic. But then later on we found out, oh, we are expanding in the future. We have a lot of space to hang those calligraphy. But most of the calligraphy is like, you know,Buddha has no, our true mind is Buddha's mind, you know, and no mind is true mind, and something like that, pure land, all kinds of this calligraphy. One of them is very special. This one is actually from Confucius. This is from Confucianism, very famous. It described that, you know, what a peaceful,perfect world should be. You know, everyone should have job, everyone should have a place to stay, and then, you know, no one is hurting each other, and everyone, even though we have good ability, bad ability, you know, but everyone has his own place to contribute to each other. All this, you know, wonderful, phenomena that we should work on, but of course we never get to that point because everyone has what? Craving, hatred, ignorance, so we never get to that point. But Sifu wrote this, I really wonder, where should we put this? You know, it's not Zen. Okay? 那话说就是Sifu有给我们东珠留下来哈，大概是9幅还是12幅墨宝，大部分都写什么禅心是佛，佛心是无心是佛心，什么佛与禅啊什么之类的哈。那其中有一幅禅大幅哈，就是习师傅写礼运礼记大同篇，大家听过吗？大道之行也，天下为公嘛哈，哇，就讲它是非常儒教的一个很有名的一个文章，小时候大家都读过。那这个 calligraphy 我真的不想，想说是这应该放在哪里呢，东珠禅师以后盖好应该放哪里呢？但是这一篇呢，师父的那个小笔里面写，他说他为什么写这一篇，他说政治经世之学，儒圣于礼记礼运礼记大同篇，乃千古名作，并亦顺于佛说五圣功法，故抄录也。意思是说我们所有的五圣里面它是一个基础。So in Chinese, there is a little word that the 师父 has a comment about why he write this calligraphy. And basically it means that Sifu prays that this is for all the politicians, for the all the officers, that they should know that this is the guideline to operate the country or operate the world. And also it harmonizes with all the Buddhist tradition. We have different traditions, right? All the traditions, that is the common best for all the Buddhist traditions. So that's why he wrote this calligraphy. Why I mention this is one day, second floor, we have a little chan hall, right? The Guanyin Bodhisattva. I usually recite the sutra there. So one night, I just kneel down there and recite the sutra, the Earth Store Sutra. I remember, I think it's the first part of the sutra. I forgot where I chant. I chant until at some point, this calligraphy come out. Repeating come out from my mind, and I start crying. I don't know why. I cried about 30 minutes. Can't continue the recitation of this sutra. Okay. Then I realize that this sutra, this Earth Store Sutra, is the sutra for the Ten Dharma realms, and it's also for the true realm of true suchness. It's not for the hell beings or for the human only. Okay, it's not for us to transfer merit so that we can overcome some obstacle only. It has more deep, profound meaning by this sutra. 那我自己就是有一天在二楼小禅堂观音菩萨面前，我在诵经的时候呢，我记得我的上品还没有读完的时候呢，那我就忽然之间那个礼运大同篇就。 一直涌现在我的，一直就变成在念这部《礼运大同篇》，一直在讲大道之心也，天下为公；大道之心也，天下为公。然后我又不能停止它，然后我就开始哭。然后大概有至少半个小时，我没有办法继续读这部经，就是拿着这部经，就是在那边痛苦。但我很想嚎啕大哭，但是因为楼上楼下都是人，我只能好忍住。 就很感动这样子，那我忽然有一个体验，我就发现说《地藏经》不是我们来送给死人啊，或是业障啊，或是什么那一类的，我忽然发现《地藏经》是十法界的《礼运大同篇》，在讲十法界的《礼运大同篇》，它事实上就在讲真华严的一真法界。 这是我当下的一个触动，我觉得过去怎么读《地藏经》都不知道怎么读的，完全没有办法掌握《地藏经》真实的内涵。那怎么样从《地藏经》里面去看到华严的一真法界？这是一个非常，我只能说我磨到那一扇门，那我还要努力的去把它打开，看到这个华严的一真法界。 So for me, I think I find the door, but I need to open it. I need to see what is it about in the Earth Door Sutra, and it's equal to Huayan's true the realm of true suchness. So that's this. From the serious talk here from today, I would like to try to use the Huayan perspective to talk about the Earth Store Sutra. When I mentioned this, some of the people told me that I'm crazy because how can I connect these two together? Huayan is the highest, Earth Store Sutra is the lowest for the hellbent. How can these two related? I don't know, but I think maybe I'm insane, probably. So I in a very short time, I have to go quickly go to the internet to look for some backup, you know, some support from master, okay, to see if this idea is really crazy. 那我当我有这个想法的时候，因为我在读地藏经的时候，真的只是想功德回向，我没有想要真正的去深入地藏经的，因为我只是觉得说就回向就结束了事嘛，这么讲故事的经典也没什么好看的。可是当我有这样的一个体悟的时候，其实我有一点震惊，可是震惊的同时，因为我没有深读华严，我只了解一些基本的概念，我没有深读华严，我没有办法一下子把他们两个结合在一起。但是我有跟我地藏坛跟人家分享，有的人跟我说你是硬凹的，觉得我讲把华严跟地藏经讲在一起是硬凹的，那我也不置可否，因为这是我个人的体验。那可是呢，我要赶快去网络上看看有没有高僧大德讲同样一件事情，还是我着魔了就乱想一通。那我很高兴是说And I found very few actually, but very solid evidence for sure. Okay, one is the most implement master called Master Meng Chan. Okay, he is the only one still alive that he is master in Earth Door Sutra and its related sutra. Okay, now.我找到的第一个，因为孟参老和尚他还活着，一百多岁他还活着，那我找到了他现在是为目前应该是地藏法门最精通的一个祖师，一个大师，那他还活着。那我找到一篇网络上的一篇小文章，是他的弟子海云法师写的。那海云法师他是华严系的一个什么传承的人。Okay, so this short article is written by 海云法师。Okay, so he is the ordained disciple of Master Meng Chan. Okay, so he said that he wanted to study 华严 school. So he is now the 华严 lineage holder.He traveled all over the world. He mentioned that he has three very strong affinity. He has a strong affinity with Earth Door Sutra. He listed three. The first is because of this sutra, he met Master Meng Chan, and that's why he got ordained, become a monastic. And the second is Master Meng Chan told him to talk about the Earth Door Sutra, but in the beginning he refused because he wanted to talk about Hua Yan, not Earth Door Sutra, okay. But then after several requests, he started to talk about Earth Door Sutra in 2006. And then third, the fifth time he talked about the Earth Door Sutra, he has very special experience.He finally understand that the Huayan Sutra, which talk about, you know, what the true world is, what the origin of the life and all the phenomena of this world or the existence, and the so-called Dharma realm, the structure of Dharma realm or our Dharma body, all this is because of this sutra he realized that he found out the map of 华严 Sutra. Okay. 那这写中文嘛，大家看得到。那海云法师他就说他一生中有三次因缘跟地藏经有关。第一次他是因为地藏经跟孟山老和尚相识，然后剃度出家。第二次呢是2006年的时候，孟山老和尚他因为他想专修华严，然后孟山老和尚跟他说你要讲地藏经，那刚开始他都不要，他觉得为什么讲地藏经呢，我要讲华严经，但是 讲得很紧促，讲了几次，因为是师父嘛，所以他就开始讲，那而且他到处去讲，那温哥华也讲，然后到第三个重要的一个突破点，就是他讲第五次地藏经的时候呢，他终于把华严经讲的什么世间的结构啊，生命的诞生，存在的现象，法界的结构，法身的诞生等等的东西，忽然之间他发现了这个整个蓝图，他发现了，他发现怎么样从娑婆转入法界的一个 key， 好，然后他就是一个菩萨的愿力与众生业力的总蓝图，好，不是只有地藏菩萨的愿力哦，他是说是菩萨愿力跟众生业力的总蓝图。So he found out the key how we sentient beings, ordinary sentient beings, from the samsaric world.Turn it into the truth, the realm of true suchness. He found the key, okay, from this sutra. And then he found a blueprint, of all the bodhisattvas' vows and all the sentient beings' karma. Let's connect these two. So he found the raw map, blueprint for that. This is very profound. For all the practitioners, actually,No matter what tradition, what school, what method we are practicing, the most important part is to find the key, open the door, and find your own roadmap to the Buddhahood. You cannot learn other, you can try to know other people's roadmap, but each one of our own map, we need to find out from our own practice.那这是一个非常对一个修行人来讲是非常重要的一个关键点，不管我们修什么法门，不管我们是哪一个宗派，我们的修行呢，最重要的是说在这个经论跟修行的法门里面去找到自己的成佛之度。我们可以读很多高僧大德讲的，好，我们可以想要试着 follow 他们的 path， 可是无论如何我们要走出自己的路，好，那这是在对任何一个修行人来讲是一个非常的重要的一个 turning point。 好，那我觉得海云法师在他讲第五次地藏经的时候他找到了，好，我看得非常感动。好， The nextMaster Hong Yi. Do you know Hong Yi? The one who is the expert in calligraphy and art before he became monastic. And he is the precept, the master of precept school. Okay. He's very famous actually, in the Buddhist tradition. And so he said, okay, that to learn Buddhism, one should start with Avatamsaka Sutra.Means Huayan Sutra. You know, is it crazy? The hardest one. For beginners, you start with the hardest sutra. And then he also says that Earth Door Sutra belongs to Huayan School. Okay? And then lastly, he mentioned that since Huayan Sutra is too long, probably we can pick up one of the chapters called the practicesand vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. But of course he recommended that the best is to start with Earth Door Sutra. That's Hong Yi Master's comment. 那我又找到一个Hong Yi大师，他是非常推崇地藏经的，他常常听地藏经是他会嚎啕大哭的。那他曾经说过，他说学佛要先从华严经开始，那但是然后他又说地藏经是华严部，然后再说地藏经太长了，可以念普贤行愿品，但是最好是怎么样修持地藏经开始。那 so with these two with these two articles, I kind of feel more confident about what I think about the Earth Store Sutra and Huayan School, the relationships. I think I'm not crazy or insane or, you know. So in the following talk, I don't know how many times I can finish this, but I make my vows, try to share with you the three sutras that related to Bodhisattva Kittisgava's practice. Okay. 那刚刚讲弘一大师嘛，这样子讲，那我就至少我觉得能够把地藏经跟华严经连在一起的人不多，我可以找到的证据不多，但是这两个我就已经很足够了，就弘一大师跟孟禅老和尚的碑书，至少我确定我不是好着魔了。那因为这也是我自己觉得，虽然说我的学佛还是很粗浅的，但是我就后来终于发个愿，说我一定要想办法就把门打开一探究竟。所以在接下去未来我也不知道会讲几次，但是我想把地藏三经介绍给大家，但是它是非常困难的。如果你们真的三根深厚又有时间，你们可以上去找，去听孟禅老和尚讲，好，他有讲这地藏三经，非常的殊胜。Okay, so what are these sutra? Of course, the first one is called the Earth Store Sutra. It is also called the Sutra of Bodhisattva Kittisgava's Vow. And the second one is called the Sutra for the Divination and the Discernment of the Consequence of Wholesome and Unwholesome Karma. The third one is called the Sutra of Mahayana Great Assembly for Bodhisattva Kittisgava's Ten Vehicles. How many of you heard of the last two? No one. 我要讲的地藏三经哈，包含的内容，第一个是地藏本愿功德经嘛，大家常常持诵。第二个呢叫做赞察善恶业报经。第三个叫做大圣大吉地藏十轮经。后面两个有听过的请举手。赞察业报经听过啊，十轮经就也有听过嘛，读过的呢？有读过，三个都读过，第一跟第四。赞察嘛，OK。So these three sutras, hopefully today I can give you an outline for this sutra and tell you what the content I will be talking about in the future. The Earth Store Sutra, because it's appropriate for chanting. So for those who want to practice this method, it's good that you chant this sutra over and over. Okay. And for the sutra for the divination and discernment of the consequence of wholesome and unwholesome karma, it's for, I don't know if that's good for scrying. What does it mean to you, scrying? Don't know. You have a tools that you ask questions, and then you kind of cast the tools, and that it will give you some hint. And you look of, if you give you a number 10, then you look for number, what's number 10 talk about? I Ching, probably. Don't you have it? You know, you have a pool. Here is 189 things. Okay, then you cast the little tools that you need to make, and then you sincerely ask the question, and then you cast it, and then it give you the number. You come to the number and take out the, and find out what it says. Well, actually, it's very popular in Asia. Okay. So, but this sutra is not it's not like fortune telling, you know, fortune telling you what, you know, can I get married this year? Will I have a boy? You know, that's all tradition of Asian scrying. You know, people ask, go to the deity, ask, you know, today and this year, can I get a good job? You know, which company I should go to? And then you ask, and then they give you a number. You go to pick up the number, and then it will say, go ahead. Okay, don't do it. Something like that, okay? But here, it's the sutra that tells us that why we are who we are now, what we have done in the past, and what we should practice to overcome, to clean those karma, okay? And the third one is for practice. It has all kinds of things, all kinds of practice, including Zen meditation method and repentance and precepts, all talk about, all mentioned in this sutra. 那地藏三经哈，地藏本愿功德经是给诵持用的，我们可以一直诵，甚至把它背起来哈。那赞茶三恶业报经哈，我第一次看到这经名的时候，我想说天哪，这在占卜吗？我师父说我们不能算命的嘛，不能占卜，所以我第一次看到那个经我就把它放到一边去，我想说这占卜的怎么佛经会有占卜的经呢？但是事实上后来我又翻了才发现不是。我们这些部经告诉我们为什么我们是现在的我们，我们到底往昔 做了什么样的恶业跟善业，所以我们今生才会有变成这个样子。那下半部又告诉我们，我们要如何修行才可以清净我们的业力。好，很重要的一部经典哈。那第三部，这是给赞茶用的，就是说我们常常会抱怨嘛，说为什么我做了那么多善事，我做义工，这么坏的事情还会发生到我身上？你就去赞茶一下，他就告诉你为什么。好，不要怨天尤人，这样哈。那第三步就是十轮经，它是修行用的，顾名思义十轮是告诉我们有十种方法可以修行。那里面就讲到什么止观啦、禅修的啦、戒律的啦、忏悔的啦，各式各样的法门，其实佛教讲的所有的法门通通在这里面会讲到。你看是不是很殊胜，读三部经就什么都包了。OK, so I will give you detail because there's too much wording here. For all the sutra, when we read the sutra, we need to find out that, you know, which sutra that it's talking about. You know, there is a famous master called Master Zhiyi.He is the founder of Tiantai School. Okay, he spent his whole life categorize all the Buddhist teaching sutras and sastras into so-called the five periods and eight teachings. 那我们每次在讲一部经典的时候，我们一定要知道这部经典到底在说什么。好，它是属于佛陀哪一个阶段要讲什么的。那我们最有名就是用天台的教判，天台的智者大师呢，他毕生就是把佛陀所有的经典经论呢，佛教的经论呢，他把它分成58教。那通常这是讲经的人所依据的，就是说这部经到底是佛陀哪一个时期说的，那他到底在讲什么，是全教还是实教，是在讲方便法还是在讲 真如境界。那我们一定要了解清楚才可以知道怎么读这部经嘛。So usually we need to identify, you know, the sutra that it belongs to, which timing the Buddha taught, give teachings, and you know, it's talk about the expedient method, or it's talk about the true nature of the Buddha, of our Buddha nature. So with this guideline, then it's better for us practitioners to catch, to grab the true meaning, the core meaning of that sutra. So, you know, in the future, no matter what sutra you're reading, go find that where the sutra's position is, then you will know. And I briefly explain, this is very important, so I briefly explain the five periods here. The first period is called flower garland period. Actually, it's just Huayan period. It only lasts for 3 weeks. That's when Buddha, right after the Buddha get enlightened, the Buddha talk about the world that an enlightened one view. So it's very different from what ordinary people view this whole existence. Okay. So after you got enlightened, you see this world in a very wondrous, majestic way. And so he described all that in the Huayan Sutra. Okay. 3 weeks. 那五十八教里面的五十第一时就是讲华严时，那是在佛陀呢开悟的当下，他就开始把他用 佛眼所看到的世界讲出来，叫华严世界讲出来，讲了三个礼拜。那但是呢怎么样讲给那个大士就是大菩萨听，但是呢很有人离席，对不对？好，有很多大菩萨离席，因为听不懂，觉得佛在乱讲，不知道他在说什么。好，那华严经也被称作我们佛教的什么最高明的科幻小说，就是华严经，因为讲的实在是就科幻的，因为就只能把它当科幻来看。那Actually, Huayan Sutra is known as the Buddhist sci-fi novel, something because it's too majestic, too wondrous, too hard for us to comprehend. So only advanced, very high advanced bodhisattva understand. So in the sutra, in the beginning, the sutra mentioned that there are many bodhisattva left. So during the talk, they just stand up and left. They think the Buddha's crazy. You know, just say something that is just not real. Then Buddha want to left, you know, he wants to say, okay, the sentient beings in the samsara worlds the karma rule is not good enough to understand the true Dharma, so he want to left this world and enter into the nirvana. But the heaven deity beg him, you know, like, you know, we need your teaching. So that's why Buddha stay. But now he start with elementary level. You know, the Huayan school is the PhD level. Now he switch the gear. Let's start from the beginning, the elementary school. That's what's the Agama period. Okay. 那大家听不懂，对不对？连菩萨都听不懂离席的时候呢，佛陀本来想入灭了，因为我们娑婆的众生根气太差，没有办法接受真实的教法，让佛陀准备要离开。那但是因为梵天去求他，请你教我们嘛。那梵天求他，那佛陀离就只好留下来。留下来的时候他就想说，那这个博士班的课程没办法接受，我们从什么从小学开始，叫做 Agama period, 教阿含经。So in Agama period, there are many sutras called the Agama sutras. It's the Buddha's teaching he taught this for 12 years and taught all the disciples and followers, you know, how to live your daily life, follow the precepts, how to cultivate your body, speech, and mind so that you can clean your karma, okay, and and benefit yourself and others. Okay, so a lot of the thing, the content in the sutra is a stories, conversation between the disciples and the Buddha. So the always disciple ask Buddha, you know, what we I should do, and then Buddha say, oh, you should do this, or something. When Buddha say, see, the disciple made mistakes, then he will say, okay, you should do this and do that. So all this is very, friendly, you know, it's because it's in happen in daily life, not in heaven or in the hell. So, but it's a basic teaching. For example, the major teaching is about karma, rebirth, Four Noble Truths. 那阿含的时候, 就我们 elementary school 的时候呢, 那个 佛陀讲阿含，有阿含诸经哈，什么杂阿含、增一阿含，什么阿含这样子哈。那讲阿含的时候呢，讲了十二年哈，从日常生活中告诉我们这些修行人呢，应该怎么样去修持我们的身口意三业，等于告诉我们说日常生活要怎么过，怎么样去持戒，好，怎么样的去克服自己的贪嗔痴。 所以它是一个非常就是平易的一个经典，因为它都是佛陀跟弟子的对话，好，要不然就是弟子问说啊，那我应该怎么做？啊，不然就是佛陀看到弟子做错了，他就跟他说啊，你应该怎么做怎么做？好，所以它是非常平易很生活化的经典，好，那应要身口意要清净之后啊，才可能修行嘛。那我们一般现在很多修行人哈，是好高骛远哈。 我们哦，身口意都不清净哈，啊福报也没有，啊也没有广结善缘哈，就想说我就盘腿一盘起来打坐，我就要证入一禅天、二禅天，哈、哦、证入什么什么这样子哈、哦，是很不实际的哈、哦。就是说打起盘起腿来跟日常生活的落差太大哈、哦，这都不是修行人哈、哦、该走的路哈、哦。So in this period, Buddha emphasized that if you want to practice in an advanced way, we need to at least cultivate our body, speech, and mind. Okay, we need to have good relationships with all the sentient beings. We have to cultivate merits and virtue. And some people would like to usually we'll think, okay, I cross my leg, I can sit for 8 hours one day, something like that, and I can maybe, I can attend something, samadhi very soon. But in daily life, they are very lousy, sloppy. You know, they hurt people. They don't know how to live their daily life. This Buddha said, this is not. You cannot go to the second level without building the foundation. So for us, because we have strong karma, bad karma, so we need to build out of a foundation first. 12 years, Buddha taught us how to live our daily life. And then after all the disciples got very good foundation, then Buddha moved to the third period called the correct and equal period. Well, of course, this is a translation. During the eight years of these teachings, Buddha start to make the transitions from the so-called Hinayana teachings to Mahayana teachings. So we cultivate our own self first. You know, we focus on our own behavior first. But then next, we need to outreach to others. We need to help others. You good? Then you have to make other people good. That's called Mahayana. And why this is important? Because we have to practice until you and others are the same, equal, oneness. That's the core teaching. Through helping others to dismiss the duality concept of you and me. Dismiss the duality concept. You know, subjectivity and objectivity, all that teaching. Okay. 那当我们能够身口意自己的修行涵养可以到达某个程度的时候呢, 开始第三个阶段叫方等时，方等嘛，大方广，那个方就是很广大嘛，然后等呢是平等，那佛陀开始教导，也就是说他从所谓的 Hinayana 就是小圣要变大圣，原因是说当我们自己修持很好的时候，开始你必须要去帮助他人，这叫做菩萨道，叫做大圣嘛，那不是说帮助他人，为什么要帮助他人？我们帮助他人的最一个基本的根本正之见，是因为你跟我是没有分别的，我们是一体的。好，那我们叫做什么？所谓大我嘛，好 ，oneness 一，没有能所的差别。好，那要怎么样去修去体证修正没有能所的这个等呢？平等呢？一定要开始从帮助他人开始，你把你所有的东西都可以给别人，你的好都可以给别人的时候，有一天我们才可能证到方等。好，不是说哇我做布施我给你，我有功德无量，这种不是，方等大圣修持帮助他人的修持的根本道理是要破除二缘，二元的这个根本执着，二元有你有我嘛，你一定要想办法借由我的通通给你，我都不在意，我的生命也可以给你，这样的一个修持之中才可能证到方等。然后 Then Buddha moved to the fourth level, it's called the wisdom period, 22 years. Okay, after we can treat ourselves and others equal, then we can have chance to see the true wisdom from our true nature. So that's the teaching, it's focused on the perfection of wisdom. You know, actually it's through the practice of the correct and equal period, it's already dismissed our craving, hatred and ignorance. Already, but when our mind is equal and reach the equanimity and tranquil level, but the problem is the true wisdom still not manifest yet. So through practice the perfection of wisdom, that we can understand the true emptiness. The true emptiness is.Everything exists, but it's empty. Okay, we think empty is none, but then we will see everything, every phenomena, all this wondrous world is all about emptiness. Because of emptiness, so everything exists, and everything is impermanent. With understanding of this, with this wisdom,You can become a bodhisattva to make your vows and manifest whatever other people need. Without experience the emptiness, you cannot manifest whatever you want. Okay? Just like if I understand the nature of water, we all understand the nature of water, right?So if now it's cold, I heat the water, becomes steam, you know, heat up this room. Or I can give you hot water so you drink it, you feel warm. But in this hot summer, I put it in the refrigerator, become ice cube. You know, put it in a juice, you drink it, I like it, right? And you know how to operate the water so that it can be a train, you know, push the train, it can be ice cube, it can be all kinds of function can manifest because you know how to manipulate H2O to make whatever you want. But without knowing the nature of H2O, you see it's a phenomena and you don't know why. For all the sentient beings here, we see the phenomena.We don't know why, let alone to manipulate, to make something happen. But of course, follow the causes and conditions. Okay. 所以当我们能够哈把你跟我哈二元的东西已经降到最低的时候呢，问题是我们的真实智慧是出不来的，它就停在那里哈，哎，很那是什么去很平哎平和很安详哈，什么事情都是啊 ，harmony 叫什么啊？就是很祥和，哎，都和谐，没有冲突哈，好棒哦。问题是众生需要帮忙的时候，你没有那个智慧的功能出来，好，所以那智慧的功能出来，就是在波耶识的时候呢，一定佛陀说一定要体会什么空性的道理，波耶空性的道理。只有我们能够体会到波耶空性的道理的时候呢，我们才可以什么千百亿化身。好，我举个例子，就是水嘛，哈，因为我们知道水的特性。所以当天气很冷的时候，我知道我把它去火上加热，好，因为要喝热水或是那个蒸汽可以温暖这个房间嘛。当我天气很热的时候呢， 你就把它放到 freezer 里面去变冰块，对吧？啊，那你喝果汁你就很凉爽了嘛。好，那你要发动火车了，咱们就去怎样，蒸汽火车也可以用嘛。好，你要烫这个布，你的蒸汽熨斗，反正你就是你，当我们知道水的特性的时候，我们可以充分利用这个水来做很多很多的事情。好，一样的道理，当我们知道我们真正的 true nature， 知道空性的道理的时候呢，那就是那种大菩萨嘛，登地菩萨八地菩萨以后都是千百亿化身的，他是可以随着我们众生的需求，他看要变什么，看要促成什么，他就可以这样做，我们是不行的，因为我们连世间的现象都看不懂，为什么会这样？为什么会变冰块呢？为什么一下又变蒸汽呢？这不公平，怎么可以这样？对，我们通常是这样子抱怨的嘛。OK， The last period, only 8 years that Buddha knows that you know time is kicking. Okay, in this samsara world, he will not live forever.He need to conclude all his teaching. Okay, because during this four period, he taught a lot to different audience, different sutra. But he need to conclude what he really want to talk about. So the famous one is Lotus Sutra. So all the Bodhisattva vehicle, the Hinayana vehicle, and the Buddha's vehicle, he need to conclude so that all the three vehicles that he taught in the previous periods are actually one vehicle, Buddhahood, Buddha nature. Okay, and then before he passed away, he talked about we call it Nirvana period. He talked about the Lotus Sutra and the Mahayana Nirvana Sutra, the Nirvana Sutra, what life is, you know, what's about death, okay, Nirvana, okay. So in this period, Buddha conclude everything, then he enter into Nirvana, pass away, okay. 那第五个阶段呢，就是法华涅槃时嘛，哈。那最有名就是《法华经》跟《涅槃经》，好，那佛陀呢讲那么多经典，对不同的怎么听众嘛，哈，有的时候对大弟子，好啊，有的时候是对大阿罗汉，有的时候是对大菩萨讲嘛，哈，啊，有的时候是对着我们这种凡夫俗子讲那么多东西，他最后要总结一下哈，我这一生留下来要讲的东西，其实在讲一个东西。那法华就会三皈依嘛，就是要讲一佛圣这件事情，然后涅槃时就说他要涅槃了，告诉我们生命所谓的死亡是怎么一回事，然后就这样，然后就涅槃走人了。 好 OK, so the most I give you some represented some sutra to for each period. of course, the flower garland period, the most just about Vatamsaka Sutra. Okay. The Agama periods is Agama Sutras. The correct and equal period, the most famous one is Vimalakirti Sutra. And the wisdom periods, the most popular ones, Heart Sutra, Diamond Sutra. Okay. And the Lotus and Nirvana periods, of course, Lotus Sutra, Mahayana Mahapara Nirvana Sutra, 大波涅槃经, 这样子。 那所以我们在读, so when we read the sutra, we need to find out that that's which periods that this sutra belongs to. When you read about Diamond Sutra, you need to know the wisdom of emptiness. It's all about emptiness, the wisdom of emptiness. Okay. When you read about the Vimalakirti Sutra, it's all about non-duality. Non-duality, right? 不二法门嘛, huh? So this is help you to find the key points of each sutra from this five period. 那我举个例子, huh? 华严时当然是讲华严经咯, huh? 阿含时是讲阿含诸经嘛, huh? 那方等时就是维摩诘经, huh? 那波若耶时最有名就是心经啊, 金刚经嘛, huh? 那最后的法华涅槃时当然就是法华经跟涅槃经。 所以当我们在读经的时候，我们一定要知道说到底它的重点是什么。假设我们要念经纲经的时候，就是在讲空性的智慧，心经也是在讲空性的智慧，空性智慧无智亦无德啊，无来亦无去啊，就是没有无无无无无，但是有没有智慧？当然说无智亦无德的智不是那个智，那只有证空性的时候，所以。 读这个波若耶经的时候，不能说无啊，无无无无无，虽然是空性，可是它是波若耶是什么意思？智慧是波若耶的空性嘛，大家不要都把它念成无去了，然后就落到另外一边，是波若耶的空性。所以在读这些经典的时候，在探求空性的同时，不要忘记波若耶这件事情，因为最主要佛陀要讲的是智慧，OK， 但是不懂空性是绝对不了解。 不能了解真正的智慧的，那当我们在读维摩诘经嘛，最主要的 key point 是什么？不二法门，有没有？不二，就这个重点一定要抓住，怎么不二？不二是什么？所以这个只是举一个例子，so where is Earth Store Sutra belongs to？ So we are talking about Earth Store Sutra, right? We need to know where this Earth Store Sutra were taught, when this sutra were taught, and what is it about? But seldom people try to find out, because I myself trained for 10 some years. I never try to find out, what this sutra is about. The only thing I need to know, is I recite a sutra. I have merits. I transfer to my mother, father, friends, to the unseen sentient being, so that our construction will be, go faster, all that. I never try to find out what this sutra is all about. Of course, some people say the Earth Store Sutra is not taught by Buddha. We have many sutra, including Sarangama Sutra. Many literature say, from the studies, these are not taught by Buddha. But we are not going to debate this in this talk. We're trying to find the wisdom of the sutra, okay? And I'm not an expert for this analysis. But Earth Store Sutra, some people say that this belongs to the third period, the correct and equal period, non-duality. Okay, but from the content of the sutra, where it should belong to? The last one. Because Buddha keeps saying that, I'm going to enter into the Nirvana. All the sentient beings that's still not delivered, I pass it to you, Earth Door Sutra. Right? right? So I will give you my blood. Please continue my mission to deliver all the sentient beings. 那地藏经到底它是属于哪一时呢？用天台的教判来讲，到底属于哪一时？我从来也没有想去了解它，因为对我来讲，我只是想要诵经诵一诵回向，诵诵诵回向，我想要去诵那个比较高等的经典，至少禅宗的经典嘛，所以我没有想要花时间去研究这个。但是问题是在比较严谨的讲经典的时候，一定要去科判一下，那一定要了解说它到底是属于哪一时讲的嘛，然后它的重点是什么。那有的人是，有的学者是认为地藏经应该是方等时，是在方等的时候讲。但是我知道赞茶三二夜报经跟大圣大吉时地藏十轮经大概是在方等时的时候讲的。那但是地藏经我们从经文里面不是常常说他要涅槃的，佛说他要涅槃的，对不对？然后说啊，我这个天人众啊，地狱众什么众，反正我没有度到的这些难强难调的众生，我就通通交给你了，就交给谁？地藏菩萨说剩下你来完成我要走了，这样子。所以照理说他应该是在最后法华涅槃时又再加上刚开始的时候他不是说佛身刀立天为母说法吗？所以他照理说有的祖师大德是说佛呢讲完法华经的时候升刀立天为母说法报恩，然后下来讲涅槃经涅槃。我也不能去证实，但是我觉得这样蛮有道理的。So there are some masters saying that the Buddha after he finished teaching Lotus Sutra, then he went to the heaven to give this sutra for his mother in the name of his mother because he wanted to repay his appreciation for his mother who he never seen. Okay, because his mother gave birth to Buddha, then he passed away. And then he come back to earth, give the teaching of Mahayana, Mahaparinirvana Sutra, then he enter into Nirvana. This correlated to what the sutra say. So I take this explanation.那所以到底地藏经它为什么是在这个时候讲？Why Buddha teach the Earth Door Sutra in this period?But again, I would like to summarize first about these three sutras that I'm going to talk about in the future. The Earth Door Sutra is for chanting. So for those of you who want to learn more, you can chant this. And the second sutra is, we will share some method. If you really don't understand, you have something happened to you that trouble you a lot and you have a lot of vexation, you cannot get out. Do this and it will tell you why. And it will tell you how to practice. And then third is the big picture, the whole picture of all the practice that all the practitioner need to learn for the third sutra. 那地藏三经我再 summarize 一下如果你有兴趣的话，你可以读诵就是一直读或是诵经，就是诵地藏本愿功德经。假设呢，你在日常生活中太多的事情发生，让你没有办法了解，然后你自己钻到死胡同去了，你认为这天下都不公平，很多事情为什么发生在你身上呢？你没有办法走出来的时候呢，你一定要忏悔业障之后去做这个，让你了解你真正的业在哪里， 然后他会告诉你要如何去修去看待这件事，叫赞察。好，我们赞了之后你要怎么察呢？好，怎么看待什么是善什么是恶，这是一个很大的学问的。好，所以赞察善恶业报经，这光经题就可以讲很久了。So, 然后第三个就是十轮经，它是整个所有佛教徒应该要修持的重点，全部的一个大汇总在这里面。那我们也会对，就是逐一来跟大部分跟大家分享。OK, 所以I still have 20 some minutes. Today I'm going to give a summarize for this the content of these three sutra so that you know what to expect in the future. Again, I will say it's a very challenge for me to explain this. At the same time, I will try to read more about Hua Yan Sutra, okay? But the first sutra is very unique. The unique for this sutra is, as we know that all the sutra, Buddha give teachings to special certain audience, okay? And then so only certain people come to the assembly. And then, for example, you know, the Arhat, then the Buddha give something for good teaching for the Arhat, or for Bodhisattva, then give a teaching for Bodhisattva. The problem is, the Earth Store Sutra is for his mother. For his mother. But unbelievably, without invitation, innumerable Buddha and Bodhisattva come. Okay, so this is a sutra for Buddha and Bodhisattva, high level, right? But the most unbelievable, another unbelievable thing is then the Buddha used his power. In the sutra said, use his power, superpower, so that innumerable heavenly beings and ghosts also come. Innumerable Buddha and Bodhisattva, heavenly beings and ghosts from hell come. Can you imagine that when, I don't know, Buddha, can you see Buddha right now? Bodhisattva, heavenly being, ghost? No, right? Can't you? Maybe. Each realm that we reside in, now we are human realm, right? Each realm can only see the being in the same realm and live together. Even if you love animal very much, maybe your dog sleep with you, but I don't think you're living, eating, you're sleeping, you're working, everything can be with you, because they are animal realm. They have their own life. They have their own sleeping times and habit, right? For this is Buddha and Bodhisattva, heavenly beings and ghost assembly has everyone and innumerous everyone. It's unique in the sutra. Okay, 那地藏本愿功德经它的特殊点在哪里呢？我们讲嘛，佛陀要教大阿罗汉啊，或是他要教什么大菩萨啦，还是他的弟子，一劈头就会讲说他的 audience 是对谁讲，对不对？然后他就开始讲，对不对？那这部经是
到本来是要对他母亲讲的嘛，哦，可是呢 一开头无量诸佛菩萨来集，好像对妈妈讲的应该是 就算是对天人讲的好不好，佛菩萨干嘛来呀，这不是你都很知道的事情了吗？佛菩萨呢，哦，天人的世界，哦，天人要修行的层次他们非常知道的，他们干嘛来呀，哦，那再更好玩的是无量诸佛来了之后呢，那都是天人对不对，结果呢佛呢又第一是什么神通品嘛，四现神通，两次四现神通之后呢，让无量诸天鬼神齐聚一堂，那你不是很神奇吗？ 有什么法是诸佛菩萨跟天龙鬼神要一起听的，哦，你讲的太高天龙鬼神不用听啊，听啊，我听不懂嘛，哦，啊，讲给鬼神听的佛菩萨你已经很厉害了，你不用听嘛，干嘛这个听众也是太奇怪了哈，就是这样的一个组合，非常奇怪。好 ，It's very strange because the teaching for Buddha and Bodhisattva, I think the hungry ghosts and heavenly beings they don't understand. But if the teaching is for heavenly beings and hungry ghosts, Buddha knows better. You know, all the Buddha Bodhisattva knows already. Why come to this assembly? And also, the third unique one is in the sutra, the first, second, and third part of the sutra, each part, Buddha illuminate bright light three times. When Buddha, from the all the sutra, when Buddha illuminate light means he is using his superpower to help us, to see what we cannot see, to reside what we cannot reside. For example, some deep samadhi. Okay? With our own practice, it's not possible for us to reside, enter into the deep samadhi, let alone to listen to a Dharma talk from the beginning to the end. We don't have the power. Just like this talk, some of you might just fall asleep, right? Or just have a wandering thought, your mind will not keep focus on this talk. But Buddha uses his superpower, help all the audience enter into samadhi and see what he wants to show you. Understand what he wants to say. Three times. Most of the sutra, all the sutras eliminate one time. This sutra, three times. Keep using the power. Help all the sentient beings, because this is really last teaching for everyone. Last teaching for everyone. 所以第三个就是三次放光，大部分看到的经典就是一次放光，这好像是另外一部我忘了，就是三次放光的这部经典。当佛要放光的时候，就是他要四现神通，通常他用他的力量，他的神通力加持在场的会众，好，可以呢怎么样入三摩地，有没有？我们常常讲到入三摩地就是佛用他的力量让我们众生，好，虽然我们修持没有很深，可是他可以帮助我们暂时的入三摩地，然后好好的从头到尾把经听完嘛，好，然后呢三次放光，好，所以你看他上中下品各放一次光，好，他就不断的要施他的这个法力，让所有的听众哦，所有的听众可以了解他要说的东西。好，哦，The fourth unique is this special teaching for everyone. High to Buddha, low to ghost. No one left. Okay, we know that Hua Yan Sutra, the Bodhisattva left. Okay.And Lotus Sutra also 5,000 left. They don't understand, right? They left. But this, all the Buddha and Bodhisattva, no one left. So strange, right? Means they understand. And 那第三个就是没有人离席了哈，哦， 华严经有大菩萨离席，法华经也离席嘛，哈，是听不懂在说什么。但是呢，这一部经是佛、诸佛菩萨、天龙鬼神，哈，全部聚集讲的一个东西，是他们没有离席，全部人都没有离席，而且欢喜信受，哈，结束了，哈。The last one is all men and women, heavenly beings, hungry ghosts, and hell beings are guaranteed to attend Buddhahood.To attend Buddhahood, not attend. This only happened where? Lotus Sutra, right? Lotus Sutra, Buddha certified everyone, including the very bad guys, and who kill their parents or, you know, do very...demonic things, heretic things, they also can attain Buddhahood. 那这最后哈，好，善男子、善女人、天龙鬼神毕竟成佛，再受记一次哈。法华经已经受记了嘛哈，啊，大家成佛，这里最后再受记，所有人都会成佛。哇，非常殊胜的一部经典哈，从它开头的时候，你就以前哈，我都没有去好好的去体会哈，是一开头你就看到这部经的殊胜哈。So I in the past 10 years, I never paid attention to what it is in the sutra, but now I carefully look at the beginning, then I see, you know, how special this sutra is.So in this sutra, I will share with you the basic concept about what karma is, what is the merit, what is the transfer of the merit, what is the concept that we can deliver sentient beings and transfer the merit, and why everybody...can attain Buddhahood, and what the vows of this Buddha, and actually this vow is everybody's, every Bodhisattva's vow, okay. 那所以在地藏经的时候呢，下一次开始讲地藏经的时候呢，会跟大家分享哈，在经文里面呢，什么是业，好，什么是福报，什么是回向，什么是功德，做功德，好，那什么是布施？好，什么叫做什么地狱不空，誓不成佛，众生度尽，方成菩提？好，这些哈了掉牙的题目嘛，哈，有什么了不起的？哈，说 OK, I know that already. Everybody talk about it. You know, what's the special? I don't know what's the special, but I want to use the Huayan view.Huayan view to talk about all these concepts. So actually Huayan view has 5 levels. You used heavenly beings level, you only see the merits of heavenly beings. You only can transfer the merits at the heavenly being level. Okay. But if you use the level of the first ground of Bodhisattva, what is offering? The perfection of offering, you can enter the first ground of Bodhisattva. Why? How? Okay. So there are 4 to 5 levels practiced by Huayan school. I would like to borrow these levels to explain the concept of those old concepts.We will see things in a different way. 那我要用华严哈，师父讲的圆人论，五种层次哈。假设我们用人天教的随平去看所谓的布施、业力、功德、回向哈，我们看到的就是人天福报了。好，假设我们用初地菩萨的眼光来看所谓的业力、功德、布施、回向。我们都可以登初地，对吧？ 布施圆满是登出地菩萨的哈。所以在分享这部地藏经里面的老掉牙的内容里面呢，我要尝试着用华严的判教好不同的眼光来跟大家分享这些老掉牙的题目。所以当我们在修行布施，比如说不修行布施的时候，才不会一直停留在人天福报的层次。好，那布施真的是很有学问的一件事情。好， okay. The second sutra that I will mention is called the Sutra for the Divination and Discernment of the Consequence of Wholesome and Unwholesome Karma. From the name, okay, we will talk about what is divination and discernment. We will talk about the consequence of wholesome and unwholesome karma. So basically, there are three levels of divination. The first level is we need to know that what we have done in the past, wholesome karma and unwholesome karma, wholesome deeds and unwholesome deeds, basically the 10 category, 10 wholesome deeds and 10 unwholesome deeds. Okay, actually, we can contemplate ourselves if in the past we have a bad mouth, always, you know, curse people, say bad words on people. This life, you will see from the sutra, you look ugly, or your family has fight all the time. You know, it has a hint for you to know what you have done in the past. But here it's systematically, logically tells us, you know, how we tell what we have done in the past. And the second level is the strength. I might have done some killing karma, I have done some big mouth karma, but maybe the killing is stronger than the bad mouth. If the killing karma overrule, then we will have short life. Short life. And the short life doesn't mean you are sick. Sometimes you are very healthy, strong people, and you only got flu. Nothing. Flu, right? Everybody got flu, right? But you will have something, you take the wrong medicine and then you die. Something like that. Okay. So the second level divination is, you know, okay, you have this good deeds and bad deeds in the past, but which is stronger, right? And the third divination is what you receive right now, what kind of karma you retribute right now. So maybe you're sick all the time, you know, even you find the best doctor in the U.S., still cannot get cure. Then maybe you need to focus is to repent your karma instead of spend a lot of money looking for the best doctor. Okay? Alright. 189 kinds that the sutra talk about, okay? The retribution we would have. 那赞茶善恶业报经呢，它就是讲赞茶三种轮相嘛，哈。第一种就是我们要怎么赞茶我们过去到底做了什么善业跟恶业。好，那这个善业跟恶业就是十善业跟十恶业嘛。好，那假设我很有可能就是说我过去造了杀业很多，或是我恶口嘞，我一定要骂人嘛。好，那你看看今生嘛，好，你假设你骂人的话，你的人缘不好啦，又长得不怎么好看啊，或是你的亲属就是会吵来吵去就好，这样子你就大概知道说你要忏悔的是你的过去的口业，而不是去骂你的家人说不要再吵架了，这样吧。然后第二个呢，是第二轮就要赞茶强弱。好，那你很可能口业不好了，你也有杀业了，你有偷盗了，其实我们每个人都有嘛。但是很可能呢你的杀业特别强，杀业很强，这个时候呢杀业就是什么？杀业就恶报就是短命嘛。好，那短命的时候是什么一回事呢？就是说，你不一定说哦，我病快要病死了，不是的。有的人他有身强体壮哈，然后又哦什么都很好哦，他忽然之间会怎样？感冒一下，吃错药就走了， 因为 他的命就是这样，不是说病的人就会先死，年轻力壮的也可能会先死嘛。他强弱大小到底哪一个强哪个弱。第三个呢是苦乐吉凶的受报差别，你今生你的受报差别是什么。很可能说 你也很可能说你的杀业很你的杀业很强，你今生受报是受杀业的时候，假设然后你哇一直病一直病就是病不好，你找了美国最好的医生哈，吃花了最多钱吃最好的药，你就是好不起来。这个时候我们应该把我们的重点放在哪里？去忏悔我们的杀业，忏悔业障，做布施放生，好，而不是花所有的精力去找最好的药最好的医生。好，这是一个告诉我们怎么样化解苦乐吉凶的这种方法。那总共里面讲了189种我们受的苦乐吉凶的受报 的种类。 And then the second part of this the sutra is told us that even though we have karma, we have retribution, we have all this, everythingcome from our true realm, the realm of true suchness. Okay? But how can we attend this A-T-T-A-I-N? Attend the true suchness. Basically, everybody has Buddha nature. Okay? And the reason we have karma is because we have craving, hatred, and ignorance.However, the craving, hatred, and ignorance are also illusory. Every sentient being is ultimately clean and pure. How can we see this? Okay, divided into two. The one with dual karma roots. Those with short karma roots, how can we practice? So basically, dual karma roots, we need to practice the contemplation of consciousness only. And if you have short karmic root, you just contemplation directly to the true suchness. For all of us, we are dual karmic roots. That's why we are here. Right? Okay. So I will talk about that in more detail. So that's the difference. So the divination for Buddhist is based on the true suchness, not on our own selfish benefit. Usually when we go to do the divination is we want some benefit. We want to have a good job. We want to have a good fortune. Want to have a good health, good life. It's all about the attachment of our six organs, right? It's not the true suchness. The divination, purpose of the divination and the foundation is the true suchness from this sutra. It's very important. The last one, I go very quickly. The 10 wheels. the second is about practice. And I will introduce the practice of Samathavipa Sanyana, anyway, stillness and vipassana.那我会介绍的是止观，好，有讲地藏菩萨的止观法门，好。The second, I will introduce the practice of the Anapanasmati, 好，就是阿那波那法门，好，是就是数息，好，观呼吸法门，就是第二个会叫地藏菩萨的观呼吸法门，好。The third one is the practice of repentance.第三个是叫地藏菩萨的忏悔法门。好，那 the fourth is to introduce the practice of precepts, 好，是叫地藏菩萨的戒律法门。好， and the fifth is to introduce the practice of liberation, 就是地藏菩萨的解脱法门。The last one is called the practice of recitation of Buddha's name, sorry. 最后一个就是地藏菩萨的念佛法门。好， the last six topics has already has books written by the 孟禅老和尚 so we also can buy it from our the cultural center. Our bookstore carry that, but I don't think we have that right now. 那这六个主题呢，是孟灿老和尚在讲《大圣大吉时轮经》的时候的六大主题。那已经有人发心编成六册，就是这六个主题。好，那我们法鼓文化有卖的。那我就大略再跟大家分享一下哈。So anyway, okay, the first sutra is to strengthen our faith and doubt. The second sutra is to strengthen our faith and understanding of the Dharma. The third sutra is to strengthen our faith and practice. And I hope that you have time.And come, we can learn from each other. And I'm also in a learning process. Like I say, I have to mention, I only understand at a very shallow level. But for English speakers, maybe it's hard because the translation articles is very limited. But for Chinese audience, you can find a lot of reference from the internet. And I will encourage you, you have time, you can listen to all the masters teaching. It's very helpful for our practice, no matter what practice you are choosing. Okay, that's the vow of Earth Dog Bodhisattva. Okay, 那就是在西方众因为翻译的版本非常有限哈，但是可以读中文，会听英文，会读中文，会讲中文的菩萨们，鼓励大家呢去网络上哈，那把祖师大德的一些经讲地藏经或地藏三经所有的注解哈，还有那个 Dharma Talk 可以拿出来听，好好的玩味一下哈。那这三部经呢，它变成是一个地，所谓地藏嘛哈，是一个地基，给所有。各式各样的修行法门给所有的修行人，它是一个地基，所以它不是说只有修地藏法门的人能读，它是可以利益所有修行人的修行法门的，这也是地藏菩萨的愿，对吧？一切众生，他没有说要称他自己名号嘛，你称任何一个佛的名号，他都要度你的吧，是吧？好，所以这是非常殊胜的。那欢迎大家哈，有空还是我们来彼此学习一下哈。好，Thank you very much.